Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Nehemiah chapter 6, I'll read the first 6 verses. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it, and come down to you? Yea, they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me, in like manner the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen that Geshemu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. The Hebrews have been in bondage for 70 years, captivity by Babylon and the other empires. This was their punishment for 490 years of disobeying God. They're about to be released, and God uses Nehemiah to go back and build the wall back around the city of Jerusalem so that that can be the first city rebuilt. Imagine the waste and the ruin. The Bible says that there was not one stone left upon another. It would be like had we waited 70 years to rebuild Hiroshima after the bombing of with the atomic bomb. Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem are all enemies of God and the Hebrew people. Sanballat was an Iranian, Tobiah was from Jordan, and Geshem was from Saudi Arabia. We would use the term scripturally, they were Ishmaelites. Today, we would say that they were Muslims. These are the people that have been causing Hebrews trouble for a long time due to Abraham's disobedience. The massive wall around Jerusalem is almost done. It's only taken 7.5 weeks. It was wide enough to run 4 to 6 horses and chariots on, and probably in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 feet high. Nehemiah has led these captive slave people back to their homeland to take a bunch of junk and build a great wall to protect Jerusalem. They've been working hard in shifts, 24/7, round the clock. And these enemies of God send 5 different times asking Nehemiah to meet with them to stop the work. They want to negotiate. They want to make an alliance. And Nehemiah keeps saying, no, no, no. And they ask to meet in a neutral place. And finally, Nehemiah says, look, I am not going to stop the work to come down and meet with you. Nehemiah pressed on, and the work is nearly complete. Many people don't handle distractions well. They get frustrated when a distraction comes their way at work or at home or in life. May I say something? Life is filled with distractions. Nehemiah kept the work going in spite of the distractions. You have to learn to live with distractions in your life. I used to pitch baseball as a young man a lot. And in pitching, you have to learn how to block out everything that's going on. The batter's movements, the score, the fans, the weather, what people are saying around you. And you have to focus on the catcher's mitt in your next pitch. Your life, like mine, is filled with distractions. We have cell phones and television and texts and financial issues and car accidents and things that are breaking down at home and things that are happening at work and everything pulling you every which direction, distracting you, and life is full of distractions. I want to take the Bible and show you how to deal with distractions in your life today. Number one, learn to live by schedule. You need to plan your life, or life is going to be very frustrating. You need a weekly schedule. You need a monthly schedule. You need a daily schedule. And honestly, most people, and the busier you get, you need hourly and sometimes every 15-minute schedule. List every day the things that need done. Put them in order of importance. Start at the top of your list and allot a certain amount of time for each one of those things and give that amount of time to them each day. Break up the complicated things throughout the day or the week, but schedule time for everything to be done. And by the way, don't go over. Don't get so interested in it that you stress yourself out because you've passed your time. Too many people just run and run and run and run and everything's an emergency. Don't worry about anything else on the list but what you're doing right now. Families run better by schedule. Vacations run better by schedule. Children operate better by schedule. Work runs better by schedule. Every aspect of life needs schedule. Number two, plan for distractions and interruptions in your schedule. No schedule is so rigid it cannot handle a distraction. But you have to schedule it in. I rarely get to sit down and work on a sermon from beginning to end without many, many, many interruptions. Phone calls, knocks at the doors, different things. Sometimes I'm intense on something and my secretary will say, "You've got a phone call." Personally, I want to be frustrated, but I'll pick the phone up with a smile and say, "It's Pastor Bush, how can I help you?" You see, if we help to solve someone else's problem, and by the way, it doesn't mean I can always take the call right then. Sometimes I say, look, get the number and I'll call them back at a certain time. But plan for those interruptions. Number next, people work is the most important. You know, paperwork can be done most anytime. People need our time. Paperwork can be done in small segments. I work on projects when I've got 2 or 3 minutes, when I'm on hold on a phone call, when I'm waiting for an appointment, or if I show up early to an appointment, I've got paperwork with me to do things. And you say, why? Well, people are more important than those papers. Real emergencies are definable. Those are medical emergencies, car accidents, deaths, people bleeding. Phone calls and texts and arguments are not emergencies. And lastly, schedule difficult things and people for times when you're strong enough to deal with them. Know your schedule and know yourself well enough when you have hard things, schedule it for when you're stronger. Prepare yourself for hard things. Learn to keep your attitude in check. Make decisions based on principle and ethics, not emotions. You see, Nehemiah didn't like distractions any more than we do, but they come in life. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.